For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm speaking with Senator Dale Ryder. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good, Samantha. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Good.
So, last time we spoke, the school funding formula was in the midst of being passed and everything. So, tell us about what is happening now after it's been passed.
Well, let's remember where we were at the time. The Democratic majority in the General Assembly was insisting on sending literally hundreds of millions of dollars in money to the Chicago public schools that no other school district in the state was going to get, and the governor and Republicans were saying, no, we're going to have some equity here. That's simply not fair. If you believe in the notion that it shouldn't matter in what zip code a child is born or goes to school in terms of the quality of their education, you can't do that. So we held firm, and we wound up with a fair deal, and this is what it looks like. One, the Chicago Public School Block Grant, which was about a $250 million line item that just went straight to the Chicago Public Schools. No one else got that. That's been taken out of the formula, so that's gone. Additionally, Chicago was insisting that their retired teachers' pension fund costs be loaded into the school formula, which no one else does that. And I think there were some people, including some public school folks in the area, who were like, oh, that shouldn't be that big of a deal. But, I mean, understanding the numbers, I knew that if you did that, then as that system's costs increased over the years, that would eat up the new money that's supposed to go to schools, including downstate schools, like in Effingham and everywhere else. We were able to get that out as well. The third piece is a tax credit program, up to $75 million statewide, that will give a 75% tax credit for individuals who donate to a scholarship fund in areas where the public schools are failing. And this is primarily designed to help the kids in the city of Chicago, where you've got the city of Chicago's public schools in many instances are failing miserably. And those kids, many of whom are not kids that are in families that have a lot of money. So it's not like they can just move anywhere they want. They're trapped in those schools. And this is a way to try to give them an opportunity to get out of those failing schools into a private school, perhaps, and give them a reasonable chance at that quality education that we all know is so important. So those are kind of the three components of what happened. The result is going to be by getting rid of the Chicago Public Schools demands, those disproportionate demands, every school district in my Senate district is going to get about twice as much money, new money, as it otherwise would have gotten. So big win, primarily for downstate, but really school kids everywhere because it reflects equity.
Sounds like it's really going to help the schools around this area.
It will. I've gotten several responses from superintendents and teachers around the area saying they're very pleased with it. And I am as well. This is one of those where we demonstrated we insisted on what was right, and we were able to negotiate something that was fair.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
All right, Samantha. Good talking to you as always. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.